We hear again in the verse, one of the verses from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, in the name of Jesus. A king is coming. It's not just any king, but the king of all kings, the king of heaven and the king of earth. We're told the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end, according to Isaiah. He isn't coming the way we might expect, in glorious fanfare with pomp, shouts of trumpets, lightning flashes. But this king comes from heaven to earth and clothes himself in meekness and humility. He comes to be born of a woman, as promised from the beginning. He comes to the earth, leaving his heavenly home to be born, not just a woman, but a virgin. He was promised from the beginning when sin entered through the first man and woman in Genesis 3. Now, there was no way for Adam and Eve at this time to fix their situation, no way for them to make amends for the evil that had entered the world through their sin. They were helpless to save themselves, but it was the Lord who made them, who made all the earth, the King, who in his great love would come to save the man and the woman and all their children and all their grandchildren and all their great-grandchildren and so on and so on. For he would come and save, come and reverse the evils of the fall by taking upon himself human flesh, becoming one of us. He would come and be with us, which is why his name is Emmanuel. He would eat and drink with us, and he would suffer, and he would die on a cross for us. For he's a king like no other. As we sang in the hymn tonight, here a maid was found with child, yet remained a virgin mild. In her womb this truth was shown, God was there upon his throne. The child Jesus, who was born of Mary, was the King of all kings. A king who didn't come to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for us. He came as a gift, as Isaiah prophesied in our reading, unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. So the King of all kings is the one who loves us and therefore gives to us. He gives us himself. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. For he is, we're told, full of grace. He would give us the ultimate gift of himself to cleanse us from our sin, to reverse the curse. So he would come to cleanse sinners with his own body, given into death for our sins, and his very blood shed for the forgiveness of our sin. And so this King of all kings comes to serve you tonight. He's baptized you and spoken you clean with his word of forgiveness. He died once for all for you. He shouted his victory over sin, death, and the devil into hell itself, and is risen and ascended to be your defender. And he calls you his friend and the heir of his kingdom, which has no end. God the Father was his source. Back to God he ran his course. Into hell his road went down, back then to his throne and crown, in the name of Jesus.